Say goodbye.
I was off today.
Mike. Oh, aren't you Mike?
Are you leaving?
Bye. Yes, we don't need you. Bye.
I'm celebrating. I had to my air conditioning girl.
Okay. Oh, you're lucky. Okay. Bye, Mike. Thank you. No, go. Bye. No. Love to have you, but that's okay.
Before we start the meeting, if we could, our audio system is slowly dying a quick death, I should say. So we need to make sure the mics are on and talking directly into them because it does cut out, which means that pick up the recording.
Oh, gee, we'll have to do the other alternative to taking minutes.
Ouch. No, it worked just fine. Thank you.
Nice.
Home, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Think about that.
I know. They all know how I feel about that. Okay.
Thank you, Donna.
I'm so sorry. All right. I call to order the Planning Commission meeting of October 6th. Roll call, please.
Planning Commissioner Benedetti.
Here.
Planning Commissioner Patel.
Here.
Planning Commissioner Wallace.
I'm still here.
Planning Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Chair Kerger.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Commissioner Patel, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I will try.
It's over.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. All right. Do we have any public comments?
We have none tonight.
Okay. No written communication?
In relation to item 9.1, just two comments on the mitigate negative declaration, but that's it.
Okay. Item 5, any additions or revisions to the agenda?
Not tonight.
All right. We go to 6.1, consent calendar, minutes from the September 15th meeting. Has everyone had an opportunity to read it? Do I hear a motion?
I move that we approve the minutes of the regular meeting of September 15, 2015.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No? Okay. There is nothing under continued items, closing of a public hearing or open public hearings. We now go to 9.1. Staff, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, Lauren.
Tonight, we're going to be asking for a continuance on the hydrogen fueling station. Shortly after we circulated the mitigated negative declaration, there were project revisions done to the plans. And so we are incorporating those changes into a new mitigated negative declaration. And so that will be distributed to you in the next week or so. So with that, we're asking that you continue this item to a date to be determined. We will re-notice the environmental document as well as the hearing.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. Are there any questions of staff? Okay.
I don't know if there are questions of staff, but I have some questions.
All right.
That's on. One question that I have is, there's an awful lot of markings, flags, and sticks out there in the grass in the location due to the current pipelining activity on Norris Canyon. Is it possible to have the applicant put the four-corner pegs out so we can see where this is going to be located, and particularly the driveways, so that I can get an idea, or we can get an idea, of how this facility and its driveways are going to be impacting or not impacting the driveways on the north side?
I don't see why that can't be done. We've done it in the past, correct?
We'll make the request of the applicant to do that prior to the next meeting.
Okay, and the other, will you be bringing, or anticipate, does staff anticipate?
Can I just open the public hearing, which...
Oh, yeah, I just had another question of staff.
Oh, okay.
Is staff going to be bringing back conditions of approval and a resolution at our next meeting? Or what's the thought? Since this is continued, would you have done it at this meeting, or...
We anticipated, based on the text amendment that we have reviewed, is bringing a draft reso for your consideration. We need to evaluate the changes to it. They have been run through Sunset Development Company, and they seem supportive. So we can do it either way, just a two-step process where we just bring the project without the draft reso and draft conditions, or if the commission desires. We could break into two hearings, just a hearing, comments, and then come back at a second meeting for adoption.
Okay.
It's your pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anything else? If not, do I hear a motion for continuance?
Open and close the public hearing, please.
Oh, I thought I did that. All right. I open the public hearing. There are no cards, nothing. Nobody wants to talk. Close the public hearing.
I'll move to continue this to a future meeting.
It's been moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to a date yet to be determined. All in favor?
Wait, I have a question. Can we discuss that first?
Sure.
I have experience with this because we have an air separation unit in our biorefinery, and I understand the regulations that are around oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen storage. My question really is, if we're going to have a draft resolution and conditions of approval come before us, I'd like to see, I know and I get that we can't enforce state and federal regulations on a facility like this, that there are other entities that do that, but I'd like to see some sort of general condition that we can have the ability to claw back if they're in non-compliance with all the various provisions that they have to comply with from a land use perspective.
To call it back?
Yeah.
To call it back to me?
Or their land use permit is at risk if they don't continue to comply with all the various, they have to submit stuff to the county, the fire department, the state, and so there's a lot of different agencies around hazardous materials that I'd like to be able to say, if you're not in compliance with all those things, those agencies can ask us to rehear the land use.
It's a revocation process.
Correct. Yeah. And have it be specific and as a condition of approval.
Okay. All right. Okay. People are coming in. And are you here for the hydrogen?
No, I'm just part of leadership standing
around. Oh, okay. Well, we're almost done. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, all right. That being said, there's no problems about doing that revocation.
Nope, it's a standard condition we apply to all of our permits.
Okay. Is that good? You feel good?
I just want to see how it's written once we get the condition.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to continue the item. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Okay. All right. The next thing on our agenda is the liaison assignments. And I talked about those liaison assignments at the last meeting. So let me tell you what I have down. For ARB, Commissioner Marks is a primary, and Eric will be the alternate. EDAC, I will be the primary, and Commissioner Marks will be the alternate. On HAC, Housing Advisory Committee, Commissioner Wallace is still the primary, and Commissioner Benedetti is still the alternate. On Parks and Community Service Commission, Commissioner Battelle will be the primary, and I will be the alternate. On TAC, Commissioner Benedetti is a primary, and Commissioner Battelle will be the alternate. And according to the open space bylaws, the chair is the representative on that committee, and that will be myself. All right? So is everybody comfortable with what was done? All right. And Commissioner Patel, next week is the Parks Commission meeting next Wednesday. I would like to join you at that meeting and introduce you to the commission, if that's okay with you.
So it's on the 14th?
I believe so. If you have a problem with it, you just let me know.
I have a conflict on that Wednesday. I can calendar it after that, but that
okay.
Wednesday I do have a...
Okay, that's fine. I'll be able to... Yeah, so next... No, it... Stuff happens, and that's perfectly fine. No problem. Okay, now, I have some discussion items that I'd like to talk to everybody about. One of the things that I have noticed in my life lately on the various committees and boards that I'm involved in is there have been a lot of canceled meetings, and that personally to me is somewhat distressing because things don't get done. So I sat down with Debbie and Phil last week and talked about how we have had 6 canceled meetings in the last year or so. And so what I would like to see is that rather than canceling meetings, is that we have an opportunity as a commission to informally discuss issues that we're concerned with. And perhaps to be able to agendize that so the public knows what we're going to talk about. And also it gives staff an opportunity to kind of have an idea of what some of our concerns are. And it's just informal discussion. It isn't anything other than an opportunity for you and all of us to sit around and talk about issues that are of some concern. So I kind of like to get your feedback about that idea. See what you think. Commissioner Patel.
Well, with that noisy entrance. So just for clarification, are you suggesting it would still be a public meeting subject
it
to the Brown Act
meeting.
Rules?
Right.
But we would formalize the agenda topic, because we'd still have to kind of be very clear for the agenda what the subject of the discussion.
It would be more like a workshop. And that is solely discussion. It isn't having any staff reports. Think about it.
I think I would, if, I don't know if the city attorney can just look at that just to make sure, because I would just be concerned that we would be talking about things that weren't properly noticed.
We're not talking about projects. We're talking about
even
issues.
Right. I don't know. I feel like we do need to still properly notice right under the Brown Act.
Yeah, but if we sent out an agenda, is that not noticing?
Sorry. Are you talking about canceled meetings as regard to the Planning Commission meetings?
No, or? not canceling. Planning Commission meetings, and using that time, say we don't have a lot of agenda items, that we use it kind of like a workshop to talk about issues that we're concerned about. Commissioner Parks.
I would agree with that, and here's how I think you can deal with the noticing issue. You couldn't, if for instance, the staff had scheduled something with an applicant for tonight, and yesterday they decided they couldn't make it and they asked for a continuance or to be pulled. But if you know that, for instance, October the 20th, you don't have anything, if you have a list of topics that the commission would like to talk about, that can be noticed, and that can become a workshop as opposed to a regular meeting. I would like to see something where I call these no decision, no staff report, open discussions. It's nothing you as a staff would have to prepare for unless we, in advance of it ever happening, ask for certain information. I would like to see it chaired by the commission chair, and I would like to see it be something where every one of the commissioners, if there's a topic that you have an interest in, submit that list to the staff, and as time allows, when you have several weeks where you know you don't have anything, rather than lose the date for discussion, give us an opportunity and make it open to the public that they can comment as well. But again, I want to reiterate, it isn't something where I would put staff in the box of having to prepare anything in advance. It's really just a chance, what we've done over the last 18 months, which is very common in departments when they get busy, and it's something that I was never able to get a complete handle on, is really permit processing, the current planning function. And in most agencies that I've seen, current planning tends to take over advanced planning simply by the nature of the pressure to get the permit out and the pressure from the applicant to do so. This is, in my opinion, would be more like just what advanced planning really is about. There's a topic that we either see on the horizon or we think is going to affect our city, and we simply want to talk about it and hear from the public so that we can go back home without having had to make a decision that same night on an application and think about what each of us said and where our thoughts are. So I would be supportive of that, but I do recognize there's a noticing issue. You just need a little bit of time in advance to know if you have an open calendar, set it up as a workshop.
Debbie?
Yeah, it's not an issue at all, because, you know, as you know, we kind of report out at least 2 months ahead of time what our calendars are looking like. And what I would do is just add it to where liaison assignments start on the agenda, which is 11.1, because if you look at the title of 11, or we can slightly modify it, it says and interest items.
Yeah.
And so it could be an interest item. It could be parking. It could be compact parking. So it could be any number of topics. We can just write, topic for discussion, topic of X. And that's not a problem whatsoever. And like tonight would have been a perfect night, knowing the item was continued as far in advance as we did. We could have added, like we are now talking about, now added topic for discussion for tonight. So,
Commissioner Benedetti.
Are things like, how do we tweak a specific plan? The need for amending specific plans, are those the kind of things that we could talk about? Like, we've all rattled around that, do we need to do anything with North Communamone's specific plan and be able to, or Crow Canyon, talk about that. Or I wouldn't mind seeing if the subcommittee of the zoning ordinance update had specific items that they'd rather have all of our input on, put those on the agenda at interest.
It's a great opportunity to spend the time and not have these meetings so compressed that we're waiting to have three or four agenda items in order to have a meeting. And while we're talking about that, I have also suggested to staff that part of the problem when we do have big projects coming before us, we have a short period of time between when we get our agenda packet and when our meeting is, and staff is having to really compress everything in and come up with a report. So the discussion that I had with Phil and with Debbie last week was let's pull back on that. Let's give more breathing room so that staff has adequate time to get those things in order. So we aren't pushing them to the table to hurry up and come up with the documents, the reports that it's the applicant that's going to have to think about getting things done in a timely manner and not forcing staff to hurry up and get things done in time. If it takes an extra week, it takes an extra week. But certainly it gives us an opportunity to really look at our packet and have time to do it. So how do you feel about that? I'm not hearing anything from Wallace, and that is really bothering me.
Sometimes workshops are helpful, sometimes they're not, frankly. I think that to have the concept of doing some discussion of long-range planning, where you can talk about concepts and philosophies without necessarily getting into the nitty-gritty details, probably would be useful. I mean, as Commissioner Benedetti brought it up, we've been talking about whether tweaking the Crow Canyon specific plan for like 2-3 years.
Right.
You know, I think that you certainly ought to devote one of these sessions to that and to provide enough advance notice that we can sit down and pummel staff for some ideas and some input before we show up and do the workshop. But clearly that's one of the things that we ought to talk about. The other would be, I think it's been brought up a couple times before, is we have areas in San Ramon that are semi, you know, underutilized, you know, these shopping centers. You know, what are we going to do about that? I mean, Commissioner Barks brought up the subject of how are we going to get retail in the city? Where are you going to put it? I mean, those are sort of long-range, large concepts that I think deserve some attention because they really fall into the planning purview. But, you know, we ought to drag in here somebody from economic development and cross-examine them on what their thoughts and plans are. So I think we can utilize it along those lines.
That's exactly more to my point. Mm-hmm. And more than just a committee coming in and certainly, but I think it also gives the public an opportunity to come in and it being, you know, a more relaxed environment and have that transparency and those discussions. But certainly, again, I had, you know, a long, lengthy meeting with Gary Alpert, the chair of EDAC, and they want to be, that committee wants to be educated in the planning process because, as we all know, economic development and planning kind of goes hand in hand, and you can't have economic development without having a good plan. And so if you have people on that committee, which there's only three people who have been around for any length of time, and that's a very large committee. And you have now somebody on staff that has no background in the whole concept of how we do economic development. So I think it's helpful. It's helpful not only for us, like you said, to have an opportunity. And I said to Gary, this is an opportunity for you to come in and sit in a meeting and listen to our discussion. And hopefully you're there so we can ask you questions about how economic development is looking into it. So I think there's more dialogue there. And certainly, you know how I feel about educating the public. To me, this is a way to educate the public on how we do business and how important their input is. So that's one of it. And the other thing is, I had an opportunity last week when I left my meeting with Phil and Debbie to walk over to the PD and ask them about, I felt that since we're going to be looking at the zoning ordinance and our conditions of approval, that part of the process is the health and safety of the community, and we would like their input. So Joe is going to come in at some point, and it will be at probably one of those meetings where they're going to do their PowerPoint presentation on what the police department is doing and what the needs are. And I think that's an excellent opportunity for us to get that information and have that dialogue with that department. So I think that, and it might not happen every single month, it might not happen for a while, but whenever, it gives us an opportunity to kind of vet some of these issues before they become really important issues. And more importantly for me, it's to get a feeling of how we collectively feel, what the vision is, what direction we're going, and how we can make processes and planning easier, not only for ourselves, but for staff and to give these recommendations to the council. So that's Commissioner Marks.
Finished?
No, I'm finished. You know me, I...
I agree with what you're all saying. In my view, the things I'd like to talk about are really big picture, long range kinds of things. I'm interested in such things as, what do the demographics of the city today tell us about land use decisions we should be making for the future? You have a finite amount of land that is available for either redevelopment or maybe undeveloped at the moment. And through the land use decision-making process, we're obviously shaping what the city is going to be like. So those kinds of long-term things. And again, it isn't something where it necessarily has to be one meeting. The same topic, if we find we want to keep going, the next time around. But again, I would suggest that if the commission is supportive of the idea, each commissioner should submit a list of topics they're interested in to the chair to give to the staff. And then as and when you have the opportunity to schedule things, take a topic and...
Well, also because staff has the calendar and sees what's coming forward and give us an opportunity to discuss in generalities some of the things that are coming down the road, as it were. And you know, speaking of that also, and I'm trying to rush through this so that I don't keep you longer than you had hoped you would get the heck out of Dodge, but more importantly, when we're talking about staff reports, one of the things that came up, you know, like I was talking with Gary today, and we were talking about when projects come before us and how you have EDAC and building when they say we've reviewed it and it was fine. Well, one of the things that I think is so important is what kind of discussion did EDAC have about a certain project? What kind of information did they talk about? And not so much that it was they approved it, they liked it, but what were some of the concerns that they might have discussed, and they reached their recommendation based on how, or Their recommendation is based on the process and what they learned. And I think that's beneficial to us, but again, more importantly, to the public, so that when the public reads it, they understand. And sometimes people like Eric and I, who have been doing this for such a long period of time, you know, you kind of get the feel of what departments are saying and how they've reviewed it, and you're not always asking the questions. And this way, there's an opportunity for us to see what questions and what details they looked at. And it doesn't have to be a paragraph or a page. It can be, you know, a simple sentence or two as to how they reached that decision. So I don't know how you feel about that, but I would love to hear how you like that idea about putting that into staff reports. Jeannie, you do a lot of them.
Just as an example, my question to staff was about the driveways, and then I was told, the engineering department had that same concern. Well, that would have been nice to know what engineering's discussion was, to give me some background and flavor rather than...
That's exactly why I brought that up, yeah. Because I recall that you said that. So
I can see the balance.
Okay. All right, let's see if I have, and I have had a whole list of things. Okay, staff reports, agenda will be updated to include time for discussion. Getting the packet sooner. I guess that's really, really it. I would just ask that if you do have items, you know, the long range planning is so critical, and I'm absolutely can say again how important I think reviewing the Crow Canyon specific plan is, and how outdated it is, and even a document like we got in our packet on economic development strategic plan. You know, my whole thing is this needs to be updated. And I can't for the life of me, I remember when it was presented, but I don't know if it was at EDAC or was it through when Planning Commission. I mean, I tend now to look through and say, okay, I know we had it done and we updated it, but who did it? Who was the originator of the 2005 is what I'm saying.
It was EDAC. It was EDAC. Yeah.
Yeah. But wasn't
me and
it,
Phil and Harry.
But again, that was this to me is one of the ground laying documents for what we do. In the big, huge picture of things.
Let me just mention this. I may have mentioned that we had the joint meeting with the City Council a while ago. But one of the things we did when we did the economic strategic plan in 05 that I thought was very helpful is that we had a group of developers come in.
Right.
We had about five of them. And, you know, we talked to them ahead of time, staff talked to them ahead of time and said, okay, what we'd like you to talk about is, you know, reasonably what type of development can you put in San Ramon? What types of businesses, where could they go? So we actually had some input from the people who were actually going to turn the dirt and draw the plans up and have a better idea of what was feasible. You know, at that time we didn't have the North Camino Ramon specific plan, so we really didn't have, you know, sort of a vision of a big box outlet area, because we had all these neighborhood shopping centers and very little open space in San Ramon. So to hear them talk about what was available, what was most feasible, I think was very helpful. And I think that in some of the workshops that you're talking about doing, to the extent that it lends itself to that, I would certainly vote in favor of reaching out to whatever particular community is involved in that specific subject matter and ask them to have some representatives come and talk to us and say, look, here's from our perspective what our particular viewpoint is, and here's why we feel that way. Because I think a lot of times, I'm not sure we get, you know, enough of divergent viewpoints on specific projects as, or, you know, bigger ticket items
to do that. And I think that's part of what, especially for Gary and the Economic Development Committee, is struggling with, because they want to do something and they want to know what should they do, what can they do. And I suggested, you know, the part that's so frustrating for me, again, the foodie that I am, is how many restaurants we're losing, and to just be so nonchalant about saying, oh well, we can't do anything because it's the property owner's, you know, it's his prerogative how,
well, that,
how
see,
he
that's,
rents, and those
that's are, one, that's, yeah. the, that's what I'm talking yes. about is, you know, you, I know you've made that a point for years and years and years, you know, legitimately so, because we've all mourned the death of many of our good restaurants. Well, there's a reason why. Or there may be several reasons, but until we plunk a restaurateur in a chair in front of us and say, what's the problem in having a decent restaurant in San Ramon? You know, anecdotal evidence, you know.
Or why yes. people left. Yeah. You know, I talk about yeah. when people leave a job, mm-hmm. at least at East Bay Mud, where I worked, you had exit interviews.
Yeah.
So why aren't we having exit interviews for businesses that we've lost and find out why did they really leave? Was it because there wasn't foot traffic? Was it because that people, you know, just didn't support it? Or is it, in fact, the truth that we're hearing months later is because rents are going up? Is it because? I'm tired of is it because? I would love to have some of those answers. And again, the economic vitality of our community is so important, and when we are struggling with what kind of retail we need and where it should be put, this is all part of how we can help that group of people to do what they want to do and to give them some idea to think outside the box.
A question I've always had, and I've never really verbalized it, you know, too much, was we have this, you know, billion-dollar project going on, you know, down at Bollinger Canyon. I wonder if Sunset has ever done a market analysis to determine what the market is and the market for what.
Well,
I mean, I would assume
people aren't going to invest that kind of money in not.
Well, see, that's an assumption, okay?
No.
And it may well be a valid assumption, but assuming that is correct, I would like to have someone like Chris Trubidge or Alexander come in here and say, well, we've done a market survey and here's what we found.
Well,
I mean, you know, if they spent the money to do it, at least we ought to give them an opportunity to share their wisdom with us.
Well, and I think that happens in due time, yeah. but more to the point, are they going to say it before? How much information are they going to give to us before it's done? I'm not so sure.
I don't either, but I do know if you don't ask, you don't get.
Well,
you know, they can say it's premature, it's trade secret. They can say whatever they want, okay? If they don't want to talk, they don't want to talk, okay?
No.
All of this is to say, yes, we want these workshops.
Yes,
yeah, right.
I think we do. Okay, all right, so we got that cleared away. All right, is there anything else anyone wants to talk about? If not, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.